Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And you've just popped on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, a little mini-sode. What do you do when you put on these mini-sodes? They're only little, 10, 15
They're
minutes.
Babies.
What are you doing with these? Are you doing chores? A little workout?
Driving somewhere?
Doesn't matter. Hello, I'm Tom Harris, and across from me is Elizabeth Best.
And apparently we're on easy listening.
It's an all the mini-sodes are an audition reel,
like,
audition
what
reel
you,
for
what
radio.
What are you doing tonight? Right in, tell us.
It is a mini.
I just played that character like I was a radio announcer for an easy listening station. So
It's a mini-sode, a question-themed mini-sode. Questions, you've got them. Answers, we can try and provide them.
We do our best.
That's
and
right.
Look, I think we do a pretty damn good job, but our lawyers say, please don't take the advice and then sue us. We are not right. professionals, and you can choose whether or not you'd like to take our
That's
advice.
Right. Please,
it's your choice.
Please consult a doctor.
Or a lawyer. Or a professional of literally any kind who's not a podcast
and
host.
Consume advice with alcohol is my
drink
advice.
Responsibly.
Elizabeth, what are some important questions to ask in a relationship?
Oh, well, I guess to make sure that you've got the same future.
Future goals.
Yeah, like
children.
The big questions, like if you believe in children, well, they exist.
If you believe in them,
clap your hands three times,
and
everybody.
The child fairy comes in.
No, if you want kids, if you want marriage, if you want to be serious, if you just want to sleep around, like I guess what do you want to get out of this is a pretty good question to ask.
I agree, and probably
can you make me dinner is another good one.
Yeah, that's right. What's your best cooking dish? Probably for long term finances will come into it.
Oh yes, I've known of people who've gotten into serious relationships and then only found out when they're about to get married that one of them is in about $30,000 of credit card debt.
Yeah, that's big money.
So you got to talk finances in a way that doesn't, you know, like I've been with people for, you know, 6-7 years and we never combined finances, and I don't believe in combining finances unless you are combining to buy something together. I believe always in having separate finances and then adding into a pot that you both share. But this whole joint finances thing is bullshit. But you do need to know, because if you're in a de facto relationship, which is defined differently in different states, but in Australia, Queensland specifically, you don't even have to be married. You can just have been together, living together for a certain amount of time. Your debt is their debt. Mm. Their debt is your debt. So you don't just get their assets, but you also get automatic responsibility for any debt. So that is it's the other STD, is sexually transmitted debt. It's a thing, and you need to make sure that you discuss these kinds of things before you combine anything.
Yeah, that's right. You want to understand. You want to have a grip on what debt that person may have. $100,000
and look,
is a lot
if
of
it's
money.
A lot, and you're willing to work at that with them, then that's great. It doesn't automatically mean, oh God, you can't manage finances, therefore I'm dumping you.
Right.
But you've got to know what you're getting into.
None of the discussions, financial or others, they don't need to be anchors or weights or bad things. You can turn them into positive. You can attack them together, and you can grow and
it's you
and
two
that.
Versus the problem.
That's right.
If there's a problem, I mean, look, my brain shuts down whenever anybody talks finances, and it's something that really I know that I need to work on. Because
likewise,
as soon as someone
likewise.
Just goes, let's talk about this, I'm like, I don't know, my brain numbers no bad, good, shut down. Future goals and financial questions are important if you want to have a serious relationship. I think the first question you need to ask is, do you want a serious relationship? Because if you're just fucking around, you don't need to share any of that stuff. You get to have all of the fun, then you get to leave.
That's
the good part. All right, I've got one for you. I've been dating my boyfriend for 10 months now, and he is amazing in every way except... ... The sex is bad.
Okay.
He is not good at pushing my buttons, so when we make love, I tend to end up incredibly unfulfilled. Do you think this should be a deal breaker? Will it ever get better? And should I just put up with it when everything else is so perfect?
So three questions to address there in one.
Mm-hmm.
We covered this a long, long time ago on this podcast, Elizabeth, and mm-hmm. I believe at that time you and I both agreed to the point where I would tolerate a good relationship for average to bad sex.
Yes, absolutely.
So you said, reader, and I'm going to attack you a little bit here. Not attack, but I'm going to get on the attack.
Yep.
You said everything's perfect or great. You used really positive, wonderful things describing your relationship. However, the nookie isn't top notch. That if you're considering walking away from a brilliant, great, choose the adjectives of your voice, a great relationship just because the sex is bad, you're a fool.
Yes.
You're a fool.
Because do you not know what you have? Like, that to actually find a relationship that is functional and good and amazing is really difficult. And it's a lot easier to teach someone to be good at sex with you.
That's the next point I was barreling towards.
To teach them to be a good human.
That's right. You can describe with your mouth. You can show with your hands. You can. There's many ways you can teach someone where to be touched, what you want.
And you don't need to sit down and actually have the ego hurting conversation of, hey, the sex is bad. You just need to go, I love it when you. Can you try? Could we do? You know, if his hand is in the wrong place, move it there with your hand. Like, it's not something where you need to knock someone down a peg to make it better.
You can
just do the gentle coaxing mid coitus.
And I think we've described it before. He's been programmed to have sex with other people or himself.
Yeah.
You know, so
what he's doing could have been hitting all of the buttons for the girl before you. Sorry to talk about the girl before you, but he may have been ringing her bell,
yep,
ding, 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 every single night. And that's just not the way that you like to do things.
So he's not even aware in his source code that there's a problem with your wants and needs.
Now, if he gives no shits about making you come at all, that's when there's a problem. But if there's any kind of, and that then to me is a different problem, because that shows a kind of a selfishness that would probably travel into other areas of your relationship that you might be rose-colored glasses-ing.
If he's
unwilling or doesn't care about getting you off in, and I think that's where the line is. But
absolutely,
everything else can be taught. You can nudge a little thing one way, push a little thing the other.
But walking away from a perfect relationship just because the sex isn't great, get out of here.
Yeah, because if you're being alone and you're still not having the sex,
You're still not having great sex.
At least you've got a good relationship if you decide to opt for one of them. So I would say you can always communicate about these things in a way that doesn't hurt anyone's ego.
Yes, keep the relationship. Take the best parts of the relationship into the bedroom with you. So if you communicate really well, take that communication into the bedroom. If you, you know, take the great things you do into the bedroom.
Yes. Take charge if you fancy it. Like,
be the sex professor you want to be in the world.
Your pointer stick out.
Okay, class, today we will be covering the human body. I think I've
done
this
bit German?
Before. So that's that question dealt with, I hope and assume. Liz, this question comes from a conversation with a friend of mine, and it's kind of applied to all of man.
Okay.
Or men.
All right.
How do I tell when a woman is flirting with me? Some men, it seems, can't tell when they're being flirted with.
Funny, because we actually had another question that came through on our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past Group Therapy. How do you tell the difference between someone being friendly and flirty?
Yes, and I must confess that I struggle with this as well. I can recall one or two times in my life when a girl has said to me, you know, she was flirting with you, right? And I just kind of, so what is it? Is it us? Is it you?
So this was interestingly a woman who asked this question. So
great,
this isn't
great,
just a guy. This is everybody who's clueless about flirting. My general rule of thumb is to assume that it's not flirting unless it's sexual, because I don't want to read into something that someone may not be doing. And I figure if somebody likes me, they'll eventually tell me, right?
So a play it safe approach.
So if somebody's like, hey, like doing funny little like I don't know, what do people do when they flirt?
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
Finger guns, when well, finger guns. No, if they're like finding a reason to brush past you or like, you know, like tell you funny jokes that make you laugh or look at you that little bit too long, I kind of just go, I assume it's not flirting unless someone says, do you want to go out sometime? Really? Right. Keeps me safe.
Okay. Yes. I don't know, it's cute.
I feel like you've got to add up the evidence, right? So if you go home and you go, but he said that, but who says that unless they want to go out with you? I'm like, well, has he asked you out? No. Okay, well then.
Probably, yeah. If you're dwelling on a moment or a person any longer than you do your normal friendships or your other relationships, if you're thinking, if you're unpacking and exploring, then there's probably something there to begin with, right? If you're thinking, going home, thinking,
I've been wrong before, Tom.
Yes, so what's the solution? We're all just fumbling around in the dark.
I feel like,
I
feel like this is when we need to educate the flirters, not the flirtees, right?
Right,
I
flirters.
I feel like it's not in the flirtees to pick up what people are putting down. It's on the flirters to put it down in a way that is decipherable.
So make it bigger. make it more obvious.
Well, communicate.
I want to fuck you. Just come out with it, really.
No, like actually say, do you want to hang out sometime? Or, you know, producer Zane has something to say. What do you got to say, Zane?
Help. Okay. No, this is, I'm not sure if this is going to help.
Oh, good.
Flirting is a social game, right?
Yes.
Right.
And so if you're not good at picking up on social cues, especially yes. if you're not in the headspace to like, we're going to flirt, this is a this
or if
is
it's
a
in a work context, which
exactly
has happened
right.
before. So
yes.
if you're in a work brain.
So this is just one time this has happened to me where I was just having a friendly conversation with someone I just met at a party and they just turned to me and go, I'm very sorry, I'm not good at reading social cues. Are you flirting with me?
Oh, I love
and
that.
I was like, oh no, I'm sorry, I was just being friendly. But then it puts the context is like, well, is there something we are looking at?
Yeah.
And then you can play the fun game because you are on the same page then.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. Communicate and get on the same page and then you can figure out where that is. Like I've had people flirting with me before and I've completely had no idea that they were flirting with me. And then I've turned around and just gone, what's happening here? And just asking that question allows the other person to say something. If it's in a work context, and I always have said this because this particular person who asked this question has spoken to me before in private messages about thinking that somebody is flirting at work. And I say, assume it's not in a work context in every single time, unless somebody has specifically asked you out and then you confront it. If they continue brushing past you or touching you, that's sexual harassment if you're not into it.
That's
like
right.
If you're into it, hopefully they've talked to you about it. But I, at work, I'm always assume it's not unless overtly stated.
That's right. It's a potential trip to the HR.
And if you're interested, just say, do you want to have a beer after work sometime? And if they say yes, then you can discuss that when you're having the beer.
So flirters need to get a bit more obvious. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that
don't
people,
victimize.
It's not the whole pick up, you know, you didn't pick up what I put down. Put it down in a way that it can be understood.
Yeah, don't put it down gently.
It's love languages,
thump
right?
It down.
You've got to, I'm not saying be aggressive about it. I'm saying you've got to speak flirt in the language that the other person understands flirt. So if they don't pick up social cues, you may have to actually state your cause. If if you're a physical touch love language person, then you might need to brush past somebody and see what happens, like in a non-creepy kind of consensual way. But it's all about communication. If you think something weird is going on and they might be flirting, just be like, what's happening here? And they're like, nothing. You're like, oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
So
both sides need to be bold.
Yes, there's action there for everyone in this flirting scenario.
All right, I think that's it for our questions this week.
Yes, we've exhausted your time once more, readers.
If you've got any more questions that you'd like to ask, you can private message us on the Ghosts of Boyfriends Past podcast page or chat about it in Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy. We're constantly going to there for questions, advice, stories. So please join up. We definitely would love to have you, and we occasionally post little extras there that we talk about in the podcast.
That's right. Otherwise, share our show with a friend, why don't you? I mean, it's a little bit of advice that's a little bit of awkward stuff. You get some comedy, you get all types, you get some interviews. There's a little bit for everyone. Rate, review, as ever. We really honestly appreciate that. Not just our egos, but our show. It helps our show get onto, back onto charts or onto other charts.
Helps just people like you who enjoy our show find our show. Get rid of our egos, get rid of the charts. It helps people who want to listen to us talk find us talking. Simple as that. And if you want to be a guest on our main episode, you can contact us on all of the social medias or thatsnotcanon.com/ghosts and boyfriends past. Until then, please send us your questions. We love trying to help.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.